Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Please rise as we begin singing our first hymn. Thank you. trustworthy.
Holiness is in the house, O Lord, forevermore.
Your throne is established from of old.
You are from everlasting.
The Lord reigns, he is robed in majesty.
The Lord is robed, he has God's strength as his belt.
Yes, the world is established.
It shall never be moved.
The floods have lifted up, O Lord, the floods have lifted up their voice.
The floods lift up their roaring.
Mightier than the thunders of many waters, mightier than the waves of the sea.
The Lord on high is mighty.
Created us and in the incarnation of your Son, you have more wondrously restored our human nature. Grant that we may ever be alive in him who made himself to be like us. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God now and forever. We are to speak. Does God forbid us to swear oaths in his name? We are to speak the truth at all times in our daily life and discourse, Ephesians 4, without having to swear by God's name or by anything else. Jesus says, let what you say be simply yes or no. Anything more than this comes from evil, Matthew 5. Swearing by God's name is wrong whenever it is done falsely, thoughtlessly, in order to boast, or in any other sinful, uncertain, trivial matter. An oath sometimes honors and glorifies God or serves our neighbor. Examples include swearing to tell the truth in court or marriage vows, where we assure our neighbor that we are accountable to God to tell the truth and keep our promises. Leviticus 19. You shall not swear by my name falsely, and so profane the name of your God. I am the Lord. Numbers 30. If a man vows a vow to the Lord, or swears an oath to bind himself by a pledge, he shall not break his word. He shall do according to all that proceeds out of his mouth. Romans 13. Let every person be subject to the governing authorities. For there is no authority except from God, and those that exist have been instituted by God. A note, Jephthah swore thoughtlessly and sinfully, Judges 11. Jesus testified under oath that he was the Messiah in Mark 14. Paul called on God to witness the truthfulness of his testimony, recorded in Romans 1, 2 Corinthians 1, and Galatians 1. The Old Testament reading for the first Sunday after Christmas is from the 11th chapter of Isaiah, beginning with verse 1. There shall come forth a rod from the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of its roots. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. His delight is in the fear of the Lord, and he shall not judge by the sight of his eyes, nor decide by the hearing of his ears. For with righteousness he shall judge the poor, and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. He shall strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with his breath of it, and with the breath of his lips he shall slay the wicked. Righteousness shall be the belt of his loins, and faithfulness the belt of his waist. Here endeth the Old Testament reading. Continue with the gradual. You are the most handsome of the sons of men.
Praise his Lord upon your lips.
I addressed my verses to the king.
My tongue is like the pen of a raised scribe.
Our epistle reading is from St. Paul's letter to the Christians in Galatia, the fourth chapter, beginning with verse 1. Now I say that the heir, as long as he is a child, does not differ at all from a slave, for he is the master of all, but is under guardians and stewards until the time appointed by the Father. Even so we, when we were children, were in bondage under the elements of the world. But when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, that we might receive the adoption as sons. And because you are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying out, Abba, Father. Therefore you are no longer a slave, but a son. And if a son, then an heir of God through Christ. Here endeth the epistle reading. Please rise for the Alleluia verse. Alleluia.
Hallelujah! The Lord reigns. He is robed in majesty. The Lord is robed. He has put on strength as his belt. Hallelujah!
Holy Gospel is written in the second chapter of St. Luke, beginning at verse 22. Were completed, they brought him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord, as it is written in the law of the Lord. Every male who opens the womb shall be called holy to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice according to what is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and this man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel. The Holy Spirit was upon him, and it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. So he came by the Spirit into the temple, And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him according to the custom of the law, he took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace according to your word. For mine eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared before the face of all peoples, a light to bring revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of your people Israel. And Joseph and his mother marveled at those things which were spoken of him. Then Simeon blessed them and said to Mary his mother, Behold, this child is destined for the fall and the rising of many in Israel, and for a sign which will be spoken against. Yes, a sword will pierce through your own soul also, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed. Now there was one, Anna, a prophetess, a daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was of a great age and had lived with her husband 7 years from her virginity. And this woman was a widow of about 84 years, who did not depart from the temple, but served God with fasting and prayers night and day. And coming in that instant, she gave thanks to the Lord and spoke of him to all those who looked upon for the redemption in Jerusalem. So when they had all performed all things according to the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their own city, Nazareth. And the child grew and became strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. Here at the gospel reading. Let us confess our Christian faith with the words of the Nicene Creed found on page 22. I believe in one God,
the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of the Father. And he shall come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Lord and giver of life, who proceedeth from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spake by the prophets. And I believe in the Holy Christian and Apostolic Church. I acknowledge your baptism for the remission of sins, and I know for the resurrection of the dead, and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Please be seated as we continue with our next hymn.
Thank you.
grace, mercy, and peace of Christ Jesus rest upon each and every one of you. Amen.
Amen.
There's an old CPH children's book that started out like this. A long time ago, there's a man named Noah who loved and worshiped God. This faithful man followed God's command, even when they seemed odd. Dear saints in Christ, that last line used to bother me a little bit. God's commands aren't odd. I mean, they're good and right and true. It's you who are odd. Nevertheless, to this world, God's commands are quite odd. Scripture as much says so. In St. Paul's letter to the Christians in Corinth, his first letter, "For since in the wisdom of God, the world did not know God through wisdom, it pleased God through the folly of what we preach to save those who believe." You see, to the wise world, God's word is foolishness. And it follows that those who hold to God's word also seem to be quite odd. Now, Simeon was such an odd man. What's on your bucket list? What do you want to do and what do you want to see before you die? Perhaps it's one of the plethora of historical wonders in Europe. Or maybe it's your granddaughter walking down the aisle. What's on Simeon's bucket list? A poor child among many entering the temple in Jerusalem. And you know, Jesus' parents were poor because they offered a couple pigeons when the law of Moses actually says, "When the day of her purifying are completed, she shall bring to the priest a lamb a year old for a burnt offering and a pigeon or a dove for a sin offering. And if she cannot afford a lamb, then she shall take two turtle doves, or two pigeons, one for a burnt offering, and the other for a sin offering." So Simeon goes up to this young family who can't even afford to buy a lamb, takes their child up in his arms and declares to God that he is ready to die. "Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace according to your word." This is odd behavior for a man who's waiting for the consolation of Israel. You would expect him to be waiting for a king with as much splendor as King Solomon, who offered 22,000 oxen and 120,000 sheep at the dedication of the temple. Nevertheless, because he believes what the Holy Spirit has revealed to him, Simeon believes this poor child to be him, who is greater than Solomon and the temple. He believes this child to be the shoot coming forth from the stump of Jesse, that charred stump, which was once a glorious tree, which bore mighty kings like David and Solomon, but was cut down and burned on account of its own idolatry and foolishness. Now from that stump blooms a rose foretold by Isaiah the prophet. To the world, this is nothing to rejoice at. But to him who trusts in God's word, this child gives the strength to die in peace. Simeon tells God that he has seen his salvation, that he has prepared in the presence of all people. This infant brings salvation. Not as King David did with the sword. No, this child will do what those thousands and millions of oxen and sheep failed to do, even as their blood covered the altar of God. No, he will bring salvation from sin, death, and eternal condemnation by the means of his own blood. And he will do this not only for Israel, but for all people, the Gentiles along with the Jews, as Isaiah prophesied. And in that day will come the root of Jesse, even the one who stands to rule the nations, In him, the nations will hope. This Christ child will not bring 40 years of peace within the borders of Israel, but will bring eternal peace for the heavenly Jerusalem, which will be made up of people from every nation and every tribe. But this again is foolishness to the world. I mean, you can't win by dying. The idea that Jesus' shed blood could purchase anything, let alone the forgiveness of all sins, is completely absurd. It was ridiculous back when Simeon believed it, and it's preposterous now. Today, most find it offensive that God would even demand justice for sins or dare to punish transgressors. I mean, if God were really just, he would just accept you the way that you are. And the idea that God would demand that his son die for your transgressions is repulsive to the wise, who believe that you have evolved past the notion of gods who demand sacrifice. So the stone that the builders rejected continues to be rejected by the world even after it has been established as the cornerstone of the Christian church. The gospel of Jesus Christ is opposed by nearly everyone, preaching against sin. You know, it's really out of touch. Repentance is really outdated. The cross of Christ is outrageous. The belief in the real historical virgin birth and resurrection of Christ from the dead is naive. And you who believe and preach these are strange and odd people. Simeon told Mary that a sword would pierce through her own soul as well. This certainly happened when the Virgin Mother knelt before her dying son as he hung nailed to the cross, breathing his last breaths, as many mother would hate to imagine. Still, Mary also represents the church. The sword continues to pierce through the church as long as she is called the church militant. Those who worship Christ will be persecuted just as Christ was. The world that hated Christ still hates those who follow him. Those who set themselves above Christ will set themselves above his Christians, even many who claim to sit in the very seat of Christ. Nevertheless, those who exalt themselves will fall, and those who humble themselves will be exalted. And this is what it means to be a Christian. Christians don't exalt themselves. No, Jesus exalts Christians. Christians receive by grace as a gift through faith. This means that you humbly receive what you do not deserve. This is not the way to become great in this world. But Christians do not seek to be great in the world. You seek to receive a greater inheritance than this world can ever give you. Thus you repent of your sins when the world tells you to hold your heads up high. You glory in your sufferings with your hopes set on things that are not visible. You trust in a foolish gospel while smart people call you dumb. And this is the odd life of people who call themselves Christians, who follow odd commands according to the world. Brothers and sisters in Christ, you know, Anna was also an odd lady. She worshiped God with fasting and praying night and day in the temple. No, she didn't just go to the Christmas Eve service and then come back again the next morning for the Christmas Day service. She deprived herself of food. People might look at you funny if you say you're a vegetarian or that you are going gluten-free. This lady didn't eat so that she could train herself to focus upon her Lord and his word. She prayed at all times, with the congregation, at the sacrifices. by herself. She was constantly listening to the word of God and going to smell the sweet incense offered in the temple. She was what many these days would call a little too religious. Anna was a strange old lady. Even back then, people probably thought that she was weird. But she didn't care. Like Simeon, she too had her hopes set on much more important things. When the Lord revealed to her who the baby Jesus was, she thanked God with all her heart and began speaking about him to all who were waiting for the redemption of Jerusalem. This child would purchase the heaven of Jerusalem with his precious blood upon the cross. And she was more than joyous than all the earth could give her with gold. What Anna does in the reading is what any Christian woman should do. She tells anyone who would listen about Jesus. This is what mothers do. This is what mothers should do to their children. In fact, that is their greatest duty and privilege. This is what wives should do to their husbands. Ladies should do to their boyfriends and girlfriends. In fact, this is what all Christians should do. You should talk about Jesus at every opportunity. When you sit in your houses, when you walk on your way, when you lie down, when you rise up, Jesus should be on your heart and tongue. Like the Virgin Mary, Anna represents the Holy Christian Church. Christ's church talks about Jesus, even if people think she's weird for doing it. And she proclaims teachings about Jesus that have gone out of style, like repentance and forgiveness, the atoning blood of Jesus, that baptism saves, and the Lord's Supper is Christ's true body and blood, and even that only men should be pastors. Simeon and Anna were quite odd. They were odd because they followed God's odd teaching. If you will believe what God teaches, you are going to seem quite odd as well. But don't let that bother you. Rather, embrace it. There is nothing that this world can give you that is more precious than the strange gospel of Jesus Christ. The gospel gives you something that human intelligence cannot possibly reach. That you can be received through faith by even a simple child. Dear saints in Christ, you are not afraid of seeming odd. That is why you borrow the words of Simeon every Sunday, just as you borrow the hymns of angels when you sing glory to God in the highest. And then after receiving the sacrament, you sing with Simeon, Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people. In other words, you are saying that you are ready to die. You checked off the most important thing on your bucket list. You have certainty of salvation. Now to the wise, this is madness that after eating some tasteless bread and taking a sip of wine, you declare yourself to depart this earth. Nevertheless, like Simeon holding the plain baby in his arms, you know that you have seen your salvation, that you have indeed tasted it. Although your eyes don't tell you this, you believe that you are receiving the body and blood of him who was born of a woman, who was born under the law, to redeem those who are under the law. The same body that Simeon held in his arms and which hung upon the cross. And by receiving this in faith, you truly receive your salvation. God's words are more trustworthy than your senses. Let's prepare your hearts that you receive his salvation, that all might depart this life in peace. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Now the peace of God that surpasses all understanding, keep Keep your hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus unto everlasting life. Amen.
Amen.
Gracious Lord, you sent forth your Son as a shoot from the stump of Jesse to bear godly fruit. Grant that we who have been grafted into Christ would bear the same sevenfold fruit of the Spirit. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Almighty God, in the depth of love of your creation, you brought your Son to the temple and placed him into the hands of blessed Saint Simeon. Abide with those you place into the office of the holy ministry, that their hands would be ever ready to deliver your gifts to your people, and their lips bold to speak your gospel. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. Out of the mouths of babes and nursing infants, you have perfected your praise. Silence the enemy and the avenger. Turn the hearts of all who, like Herod, who despise children or destroy the unborn for selfish gain. Show your forgiveness to those who are penitent. Give your comfort to all women who mourn the loss of infants. And fix your eyes upon Christ, who for a time was spared but has shed his blood for our salvation. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
O God, your own Son became incarnate for us and grew from childhood into maturity, filled with wisdom, and your favor was upon him. Grant to parents and children the wisdom and courage to know you as Savior and Redeemer, and to gather at your bidding around your word and table. Help us form within our children the knowledge of what is right and good according to your word, as well as to the will, as well as the will to do it. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord God of hosts, we give thanks that in the waters of holy baptism we receive the forgiveness of sins, deliverance from death and the devil, and eternal salvation. On this baptismal anniversary, bless Don, Carolyn, and Cody, continually by your word and spirit, that they may faithfully keep the covenant to which they have been called, boldly confess their Savior, and finally share with all the saints the joys of eternal life. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Righteous Lord, graciously preserve our nation and cause our leaders to serve faithfully and wisely, making God-pleasing decisions and walking in integrity. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, we thank you that you have declared us to be your children and fellow heirs with Christ. Trusting that you delight to hear our prayers, of the prayers of your children, we commend to all who need deliverance from afflictions, grief, and suffering. Especially Steve, Kathy, Emma, Bob, Jackie, Barb, Jerry, Patty, Kristen, Julie, Marge, Wally, Roger, Sarah, Helen, Rod, Carlene, Carol, Pastor Mo, Mike, Jenna, Dennis, Ruth, Janet, Tammy, Roger, Steve, Larry, Rachel, Shirley, Deanna, Robin, Brianna, Chuck, Lizia, Gordon, Deb, Mary, Billy, Ted, Tony, the Langton family, the Leslie family, Grace, Belinda, and Talitha. Give them relief according to your good and gracious will, and work all things for their comfort and faith. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Merciful God, let all who come to the sacrament of the altar this day see their salvation in the very body and blood of Christ, given them to eat and to drink. Let all return home like blessed Simeon, well prepared to depart in peace. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
All these things and whatever else you know that we need, grant us, dear Father, for the sake of him who died and rose again, and now lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
We continue with hymn 307.
Thank you.
thanks to you, O Lord, almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord. For in the mystery of the Word made flesh, you have given us a new revelation of your glory, that seeing you in the person of your Son, we may know and love those things which are not seen. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Thank you.
body of Christ, given to death for your sin. Take, eat, the true body of Christ, given to death for your sin. Take, drink, the true blood of Christ, shed for remission of all your sins. Take, drink, the true blood of the risen Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for remission of all your sins. Take, drink, the true blood of Christ, shed for remission of all your sins. Take, drink, the true blood of Christ, shed for remission of all your sins. Now this true body and blood of our risen Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve in body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Christ. Send thine only begotten Son into the flesh. We thank thee that for his sake you have given us pardon and peace in this sacrament. And we beseech thee not to forsake thy children, but evermore to rule our hearts and minds by thy Holy Spirit, that we may be enabled constantly to serve thee through Jesus Christ our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee and the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Upon thee and give thee peace.